Gizmo Coeur d'Alene bills itself as the city's nonprofit makerspace, dedicated to using people's creative energy to make all kinds of things. The current project is creating face shields for hospice workers to wear when they engage with their patients. Angela Hemingway says Gizmo delivered 200 of those this week.
They're also 3D printing masks, working with some local hospitals, as well as even just local doctor's offices, places that simply can't get the personal protective equipment they need.
Hemingway is the executive director of the Idaho STEM Action Center. It's the convener of the Idaho Makers Project. Her organization matches local groups like Gizmo with healthcare organizations looking for gear.
One thing about makers is we get really excited to make stuff, but we've told our makers, you need to reach out to people in your community and see what they need. See if they want 3D printed masks or face shields, or are sewn masks okay? I mean, so they need to be having these conversations within their community.
Others in that group of makers are the Salmon Public Library and the 3D Print Club at Burley Junior High School. Hemingway thinks more organizations will jump on board. She says healthcare groups who are learning about the Idaho Makers Project have begun making requests for protective equipment. Hemingway is steering people who want to get involved to her organization's website, stem.idaho.gov/IdahoMakersUnite. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.